Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. That was Nikki keeping tabs. They started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on this Friday. Sean White, and in the studio with me today is Aaron.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great.
It's a beautiful sunny day.
It is. I hope so. No. It's supposed to be pretty nasty today. Anyway, also in the studio, we've got Coach Buddy.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Doing excellent. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. Of course, Coach Buddy is with Ajo High School. Say that real fast three times. Anyway, the coach of the Red Raiders. So since I know absolutely nothing about sports, I brought in Aaron, who's going to be doing the play-by-play here on Z89.3. So why not?
It's a great combo. Glad to help out. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
So I just dive right in, I guess?
You just dive right in. Okay. Have at it.
So a little background on you, Coach Buddy. Where are you from originally?
Yeah, so I was—I actually was raised in Mesa, up in the valley, and went to Mountain View High School, and from local of Arizona, okay. Which is cool.
Did you play football all through high school?
I did.
Into college too?
So got to the point where we were ready to kind of make that decision of playing ball. I did receive scholarship offers to several larger schools, and ended up serving a 2-year service mission for our church instead.
Okay.
Hey. So ended up going that route and then coming home and getting married right away. So I didn't end up playing college ball. But
hey, life's funny like that. It'll pull you one way or the other. What position did you play when you played?
So I played defensive end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any crazy stat lines like 27 sacks in the season, anything like that?
I was the Arizona Defensive Player of the Year in 2007.
Oh, wow.
That was fun. Got to play in some...
Did you do the All-Star game and
we
stuff?
We did. Okay. Did the All-Star stuff. That was a whole lot of fun. Yeah.
I was never that talented, but I had friends that got to go to that. It was pretty cool to see them get to play at that level. Let me see what else I got in here for you. What would you say your coaching philosophy is, your approach to the team this year?
Yeah, so, you know, this was something that we talked about as a coaching staff when we were starting the season is, you know, what kind of season we're going to have? You know, what's going to be our motto and our driving theme behind the season? And I think there are really two things that we wanted to take away from the season. And one was we want to instill a winning attitude in these boys. Just because we're from a small school, you know, limited resources at times, we need to instill the desire and expectation to win and not to, you know, be okay with losing. So
absolutely,
you know, losing will happen obviously through a season, but that having that expectation to win is a big deal. The second thing we really wanted to instill in these boys is leadership and self-control, self-mastery, really, you know, being able to control yourself and set goals and have a disciplined mentality that will help drive you through accomplishing hard things.
Well, I love it. I love that. And I think that's important for the kids in the community to have that kind of mentorship and leadership instilled in them, definitely. I think that's all for this break, right, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll have more with Aaron and Coach Buddy here in just a few. Right now it's Shy Carter. It's Bring It Back. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, Alexander James Rodriguez there. Also heard from Morgan Wallen and The Way I Talk, and that's it as well. Sean and Aaron.
As a proud Tennessee native, that accent is just offensive, Sean.
No, I'm from Tennessee. I'm from Memphis. Uh-huh. I'm originally from Memphis.
Just because you were born there, you lived there like a day. You can't claim that heritage.
Coach Buddy is here as well.
Howdy. Yep, happy to be here.
So on the last break, Coach, one of the last things I'd asked you were what the philosophy you had for the team was. Kind of following up with that, what do you want the number one takeaway from your players at the end of the season? You know, win or lose, whether they make the playoffs, go to state, or whether they miss the playoffs entirely and don't win a game all year. What do you want the takeaway for them to be as men and as individuals leaving the program?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the number one thing is that they can do hard things.
Okay.
That, you know, no matter what adversity or, you know, obstacles are placed in their way as students or as just men in life, that they have the capacity to do very hard things.
And it's all mental willpower, really, right? Just sitting there putting yourself to it, pushing through?
Exactly, yeah.
Amen. Yep. Let me see here. For this team, do you think that you're going to be more offense or defense oriented with how you guys approach the ball? Obviously, got to win both sides, but yeah, no preference, right?
Yeah, we're a very young team.
Okay,
we only have a couple of returning seniors that played last year, probably three.
Oh wow!
And so, of our 29 boys that are actively on the roster and playing, I think our strong suit's going to be defense for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
As we develop these skilled players on the offensive side,
have them young and hungry. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. More with AA Ron and Coach Buddy coming up here in just a few. Topic now, it's Breaking Me. It's Z89.3. Z89.3, Ahu's Hit Music, Steve Lacy and Bad Habits. Zion and Lennox right before that. Sean White along with AA Ron and Coach Buddy.
Hello. Can't forget Coach Buddy here.
Can't forget Coach Buddy. I love the name. From Ahu High School. Coach of Red Raider football.
Mm-hmm. So, Coach Buddy, what gravitates you towards coaching? What is it about coaching that calls you to it, I guess?
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about coaching and actually just mentoring and helping the youth in a lot of different aspects of life. I actually help with the scouting program, too. And I think what pulls me to it is I had a lot of really influential leaders in my life. And some of the most influential men that I ever worked with me and helped me become who I am today were coaches. You know, and so I think of a couple of coaches that really impacted me and taught me that I could do good things in life and really inspired me. So I think that's what drives me to want to help.
And you can't undersell the importance of a coach in a player's life. And you're absolutely right there. Something we had talked about on the last break was with your players. You said you only had three returning seniors. So I wonder if it's an issue you've seen with this being Ahu and them not having like a Pop Warner football program or, like a peewee football team. So there's nothing like that for the kids growing up. So do you see a difference in the skill level to be expected and the game knowledge when you're getting these guys in since they haven't had that?
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Well, fair enough.
We jump into our season. We have our first game next week. And so I think that'll be a good,
good indicator.
Yeah, good indicator kind of where we're at. But I do think that a feeder program would be huge to have in the community.
Right.
And I'm really grateful for the new administration that's at the high school, that they're really promoting, developing an actual program and not just, hey, does anybody feel like playing football? Come show up, right? Like we want to kind of, help groom these kids when they're young. Start them on the fundamentals when they're really young and help them get excited about growing into the program.
I gotcha. I think that's about all for this break. But on the next break, I want to talk about your first game coming up. It's against Gila Bend, right?
Yes.
Okay. Look forward to talking about that.
All right. More coming up here in just a few. Right now, it's Carrie Underwood. It's Church Bells. It's Z89.3. Ahu's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ahu's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, Jackson Wang and Cruel, started off the 4 o'clock hour musically on this Friday. Sean and
Aaron.
And Coach Buddy.
Happy Friday.
About him.
Happy Friday.
So, Coach Buddy, coming up next Friday on the, what is that? Gosh, the 26th, you guys are playing Gila Bend, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. You watched any tape on them yet?
So, we've been having our eye on Gila Bend for a long time. That's our biggest local rival.
Okay.
And we haven't played them for several years. So our boys are hungry to get after it next week.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
I like to hear that. So with 8-man football, what would you say are the biggest challenges comparatively to having a full 11-man team?
Yeah,
there on the field.
It's a big field and not as many guys.
Right.
So typically it turns into a track meet. So whoever's in better shape and best condition is going to have a definite advantage in that that game.
So I take you've been having the boys do a lot of running then.
Yes.
I gotcha. Most condition will definitely win.
Yeah.
All right. More with AA Ron and Coach Buddy coming up here in just a few. Max, Lights Down Low. It's Z89.3, Ahu's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ahu's Hit Music. Halsey, and I am not a woman. I'm a god. Speaking of women, AA Ron.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I have to give a dig in on you.
Okay.
That's how I know come you on. Love me. He's my son-in-law, so I have to do that. So
I get it.
Anyway, AA Ron and Coach Buddy in the studio on this Friday afternoon.
So, Coach Buddy, got two-word question for you. Why Ahu? What brings you down here, man?
That's a loaded question.
It is.
Yeah. So my wife is a local of Ahu. Malin Lewis, he's a staple member of the community here. He drove the big trucks around and handed out ice cream for decades. And I married Malin's youngest daughter. So we moved here wanting to be close to grandma and grandpa and our... actually bought their house, so we're very close.
So y'all were both living in the Valley at one point, though, and then moved out back out here?
We actually moved from Chicago. We were living in Chicago for several years as a family and got sick of the cold and were ready to come back home. So
fair enough.
Figured Ajo would be our happy place.
From Chicago to Ajo.
Yep. Chicago to Ajo. They can make a movie out of that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, more with A.A. Ron and Coach Buddy coming up in just a few. Madonna, La Isla Bonita. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and Rumbai there. Also heard from James Arthur right before that. Sean and A.A. Ron and Coach Buddy in the studio.
Yeah. In the studio.
All right.
So, Coach Buddy, I wanted to talk about your preference for football teams. Okay, so starting with college.
Boy.
Who's your college team?
Oh, boy. This is a contentious question.
Okay.
No fighting.
Yeah, growing up, obviously in Mesa, we were diehard Devil fans. ASU, we were huge ASU fans, grew up going to all their games. But we are definitely a house divided because the other half of our family were big BYU fans up in Utah. So we're big. I think right now I probably follow BYU more regularly. I'll watch all their games each season.
I gotcha. For me... personally, being from Tennessee, I ended up being a big Vanderbilt Commodores fan. Mm. But I'm not really into college football. NFL has always been my favorite. But
I see.
When I do watch college, I'll watch the Commodores. Now, flip it over to NFL. I'm assuming you're a Cardinals fan, huh?
Just by default of living here, I'll stay loyal to the brand.
See, I live here. Do you see what I'm wearing right now? I got my
Seattle
garb. Yeah. That is a bitter rivalry right there. I think we're actually the... Cardinals and Seattle's franchises are tied. Over NFL history, they're tied right now in wins, losses.
There you go.
So why Seattle, Aaron?
Why Seattle? So, this is a funny story and a long one. I moved to Arizona the day of Super Bowl 48. Mm. And at that point, I was, probably like 300-something pounds. And I was playing football in Tennessee, but I wasn't really playing football. I wasn't playing it well. And so when I moved here, my neighbors invited me over to watch the game. One of them was on the football team at the high school I was going to. And he was like, "Hey, dude, you're fat. You should come play football." And I know it's hard because I'm fat again now, but that's because your daughter got pregnant. But I really got into football watching that game. And, yeah, hopped on the bandwagon. But you can't call me a bandwagon fan almost 10 years later.
So. That's true. There you go. All right. Well, thanks for that enlightenment.
You asked.
that I did, and you answered. Here's Kane Brown. It's Grand. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, DJ Khaled, and Staying Alive, featuring Drake and Lil Baby. Not little, Lil Baby.
Lil.
Good job, exactly. Sean. Started off the 5 o'clock hour musically on this Friday. All right. A.A. Ron, Coach Buddy in the studio. Have at it. Good job.
Yeah, sorry, I had to clear my throat, guys. So, Coach Buddy, what do you think your expectations for the team are this season? I mean, I know you guys haven't played your first game yet, but do you see this as the potential for a championship football program, or are they a couple years away? What do you think?
I'm a very competitive person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if we're playing, Uno or basketball in the pool. We're here to win. And, again, that's kind of one of the core values we want to instill in these boys is they're going to show up expecting to win.
Good.
And so... will that be the case? I we'll see. But we're preparing, and I think mentally we're going to be showing up to win.
You've got the eyes on the prize.
We do, and we do have a young team this year. And so as that experience comes this season, I think we'll just get stronger and stronger over these next couple of years for sure.
Are you guys playing? So it's just a varsity team. You guys don't have a freshman or a JV team, right?
Yeah, so we actually for the first time in a long time, we're allowing eighth graders to come out and participate.
Really?
So we treat this as a red year shirt for them. So they'll come out. They're in pads at practice, and they get to learn our plays, learn how we do drills, kind of learn the lingo and how the team works. And for us, that's kind of our feeder program. So we have five eighth graders that have joined us this year that are really excited for next year when they can suit up and go.
You know, so they're not suiting up on game day, though?
Correct, yeah. Okay. So they won't dress out on game day, but they do get to participate in practice.
Is that a like regulation, or if you had like a star-studded eighth grader, could you play them?
That's a good question. I think that did come down to basically it being a school decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And they're
young.
Safety,
you know, eighth graders are young, and there's a lot of physical development still with those guys.
Right.
And so I would hate to hurt one of them when they're
lining really up against seniors. No, right. I get that completely.
All right. More with AA Ron and Coach Buddy coming up in just a few. Walk the moon now. It's 1 foot. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and Vanessa Martin there. Also heard from Dan and Shay. Nothing like you. AA Ron and Coach Buddy in the studio on this Friday afternoon.
Now, I know they can hear the radio up in Gila Bend, so you might not want to give away all your secrets.
Right.
But do you have some trick plays in mind? I mean, we have some... a certain offensive formation we might be leaning towards, any kind of offensive philosophy you want to tip the hat towards?
That's like asking grandma for her secret recipe.
Fair enough.
I will say, with us being a young team, we are going to run a very straightforward offense.
Okay.
It's going to be very simple. But with that said, we hope to shake it up a little bit and make things interesting.
Okay. Now, as someone that's never seen an eight-man football game, how do you guys do extra points? Do you have a kicker?
Yeah, that's what it typically comes down to. The school, is there a boy that can kick?
Okay.
And again, probably won't confess to either having or not having one. That's still to be determined, but we're actively working on it. So yeah, same thing as a normal football game. You line up for the extra point, you can go for it, or you can kick.
Got it. And so if you don't have a kicker, you're going for 2 point every time.
Just about every time. Mm. Some of the fields we play on actually don't have uprights either. So, you know, that we play private schools. We're in a smaller, in the Canyon League.
Yeah.
And so we'll play at a park, a neutral park, in between someone, you know, close to someone's school sometimes. So
if you have a kicker, hypothetically, I know you can't tip your hat, but let's say you do have a kicker, and you go to a school and they have no uprights, you're just, we're going, SOL, you can't kick.
Everybody's going for it each time.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Learned something new about eight-man football today. I think that's just, actually, one last question for you. What would you say that as a coach that you bring to the table that your predecessors, the other coaches for the Red Raider football program in the past, did not bring? What's unique that Coach Buddy offers?
That's a good question. I actually really admire the past coaches. You know, Lonnie was the previous coach before me. He did a great job. The boys loved him. You know, he would ask him to do something. Those boys would jump to it because they loved him to death. I hope to bring just a new energy to the program. I have a little bit more experience as a player, and I think that as a younger player, being able to see some of the new techniques and ways that things can be done, it might bring a more modern twist to the game.
And I don't know the other coaches, and I don't know how old you are, but you look young. You've almost got like a Sean McVay vibe to yourself. So hopefully you can replicate that level of success, right? Love to see a state ring here in Aho. I think that's about all for tonight, Sean.
Okay, well, we'll say goodbye in the next break, and that's coming up here in just a few. Here's 5 seconds of summer. It's old me. It's Z89.3. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. That was Drake and Massive. Sean, A.A. Ron, and Coach Buddy.
Howdy, howdy.
Yes.
I stole your line.
Happy
I'm sorry.
Friday.
All right, so last break. So any final words or anything like that? I mean,
I'm excited to see the Red Raider football programs about this year. I definitely, it sounds like from talking to Coach Buddy, they're going to be bringing a winning philosophy here to the team. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for the town to put some pride in themselves and show the boys what they can do. Absolutely.
And,
very exciting.
And the first game again is?
It's this coming Friday on the 26th?
On the 26th. Yep.
At 7.
In Gila Bend.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll be there.
We'd love to see a stadium full of red. They got their brand new stadium.
Okay.
This is their first game playing in their new stadium, so we'd love to just take it to them this first game.
Are you guys selling any merch? I'd love to get like some Red Raider shirts.
We're actually in the process of organizing a booster club, so
Okay. Yeah,
we'll definitely get some merchandise out there.
Cool.
All right, wonderful. Well, A.A. Ron, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And using your football knowledge. And, of course, A.A. Ron, we will be working on bringing Red Raider sports with play-by-play with A.A. Ron.
This Friday the 26th.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. Coach Buddy, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And joining us. We
Absolutely.
Definitely look forward to having you in more often and getting to talk more about the team and how the season's going and We look forward to it.
Yeah,
it's going to be
thank
great.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Up next, we got John and Heidi. They will be on from 6 until 8. Don't forget, tonight is the Raider Party Mix from 8 p.m. until 12 midnight with DJ Sticky Boots. Okay, so make sure you check that out. Going to leave you with Brett Eldridge and Get Out of My House. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music.